Good afternoon. This is Karen from countyfairgrounds.net out of Denver. We're going to interview a country musician today, and this is Kenny Giordano. He's from Colorado. Hi, Kenny.
Hello, Karen. How are you today?
Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do and why you do it.
Oh, sure. I've been entertaining audiences with a high-energy solo act or with a full band for almost all my life. I had a guitar put in my hand by an older brother since I was 4 years old, and I think I've been performing ever since. When I perform for fairs and festivals around the region and around the country, I have an arsenal of over 300 tunes to pick from, not only in the country and western areas that you have so kindly brought out, but also some variety into classic rock and roll and traditional country, as well as some of the new rock for the younger folks. And I also like to highlight my first album, Future Full and Free, along with different packages that I put together, as I said, not only with my solo act, also with a full band. And finally, I do tribute shows as well. I do a Neil Diamond tribute show with a full orchestra to boot, a Jim Croce tribute show, a Gordon Lightfoot, and a Cat Stevens tribute show.
And which one of those are your favorite?
I think the Neil Diamond one is, because that's the one that attracts the most folks. Neil's still selling out the big arenas to this day, and he could tour every single day in a big arena, and I find that when I'm performing, I never get a better or a bigger reaction or more requested tunes than the Neil Diamond one. But if someone was going to be really nice and comment about my voice, they would say I sound a lot like Cat Stevens. So it's probably between those two.
Okay, and you want to tell me where you have performed in Colorado? What was your first big show?
First big show, I would say, was probably when I was 4 years old, playing for a children's television show in the Washington, D.C. area, where classmates recognized me because it was the only children's show in the area that they would watch. But as far as recently goes, I would say some of the highlights would have been the Colorado State Fair in the summer of 2007 and the Wyoming State Fair in the summer of 2008. There's a whole bunch of other county fairs that are going into that mix, but those two are probably some of the best highlights of the last couple of years or so.
Do you do anything else besides county fairs?
I do benefit shows for the military. My album is a tribute to love, family, and those who support this country. So when I did my CD release party a few years back, it was a tribute for a fallen police officer in the Colorado Springs area. And I also do a house concert as well around the country, where I would just do a solo acoustic show with no sound system at all, highlighting originals and that sort of thing. So the venues are definitely widespread. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so you've primarily performed, say, like in the Colorado area. Where else?
Wyoming, Montana, Arizona. I hail from the Washington, D.C. area. So Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, D.C. a lot. Those are probably the biggest regions I've hit so far.
All right, where would you like to perform?
My ultimate goal, if people have never heard of the venue, is Red Rocks in Red Rocks, Colorado. But on the road there, I am definitely aiming at Arizona fairs, because they're early in the spring and late in the fall, Texas, and Florida. I really want to hit the fairs and festivals in those areas, and I have been in conversations with folks in those different locations.
But you're primarily a country musician, aren't you, country music?
I do a lot of country music, but in actuality, my roots are in folk and classic rock. For a while, back in the 90s, I was doing a country club circuit along the Eastern Seaboard, where they wanted me to do a lot of Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole. But currently, when I go out there now, I'm doing a bunch of Toby Keith and Keith Urban and Johnny Cash. So I can see, and that's where the album is actually pointed to as well, as far as a country variety type of thing. I just don't twang like the big boys.
What kind of rock do you like?
The kind of rock that I was brought up on is the kind that taught me, who has not been inspired by the Beatles and Elton John and Rolling Stones and that sort of thing. But then I got a flavor for the Southern rock, which was everything from the bar yelling out Skinner to 38 Special to Tom Petty and melodic and harmonic rock like that, as well as Doobie Brothers and heavy Southern rock influences.
Okay, let's turn our attention a little bit to what do you need to set up?
If they're doing a solo show, all I would need is two 15 to 18-inch speakers going out the front and some monitors. I'll bring the microphone and a little harmony box that I sing into, so I give the appearance that's bigger than most. When it comes to the band, I am definitely in consultation with the sound company that the Fair Festival subcontracts to, or to the sound guy that they employ. We're really low maintenance when it comes to our performances, so all we would need is that sound system. If they need us to bring one, we can for the smaller shows, and just a bunch of bottled water.
Okay, do you consider yourself a good free stage act?
I do on the smaller acts as far as my solo act and that sort of thing. One of the aspects that the Wyoming State Fair took advantage of this year was to put me in their beer garden because of the level of audience interaction. So if you were trying to spice up the beer gardens in your fair, I have a lot of experience in there with the crowds and that sort of thing. As far as the free stage goes, I have performed on theirs as well, and it would be very applicable regarding the regions in the country.
So I take it you really enjoy what you do then?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I think it's all about the audiences. My goal, basically, is to make people smile and get a reaction out of them. I want to give them a performance that they can't watch on video or listen to on one of my CDs. And to do that, I have to be on the top of my game and get the folks involved early and often. And if they can walk away with a spring in their step and a smile on their face, my mission has been accomplished.
Tell me, Kenny, is this the only thing that you do for a living?
I am a full-time entertainer, and I work in cahoots with USATalentAgency.com as well. They try to help me out with some bookings, as well as countyfairgrounds.net, and I'm really appreciative to you and those folks as well. But this is definitely full-time for me.
And where do you hail from?
I hail currently from Colorado Springs. I've been here since the new millennium, and I was born and bred outside of the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
All right. Well, do you have any time frames that you're looking to book for this upcoming season?
We are looking in the spring currently, so that would mean some of the southern fairs, Florida, Texas, Arizona. We're currently booking for March and April. We're getting a lot of inquiries from the Rocky Mountain Association of Fairs for the July and August time frame. We've got a few of them sewn up, but we still have some availability in those dates. And then, of course, the winter. Also like to point out that we're good in the ski lodges as well. And if somebody needs a last-minute insertion from a cancellation or a brand-new inspirational idea, give us a call toll-free at 866-846-3487. That's a toll-free call on us.
And do you want to tell the listeners what your website address is, please?
Sure. KennyGiordano.com, G-I-O-R-D-A-N-O.com. And if that's too hard to spell, you can link up to that site through USATalentAgency.com. It's brand new as of a couple of months ago, and we hope you enjoy it.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you, Kenny, and hopefully some of our fair managers will be in contact with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Will the sun ever break free? Still those hands are touching me. Little hands keep the heat in the fingers flowing. Understand the cold will not lead me astray. 'cause I'm her man, and I'll keep her from back winds blowing. Giving in to that cold wind today. Giving in to that cold wind today. Strike up the band, I got the first dance. Now that she's here, I'm on a roll. Try to make the warmth I give enhance the feeling stirring in her soul. No stopping me out of control. Giving in to that cold wind today. Giving in to that cold wind today. Girl, there are a few ways to proceed. In your world, you can't let anything impede. Sharing feelings frozen inside, even if the weather's cold outside. Little hands, keep the heat in the fingers below it. Understand, cause I'm her man, and I'll keep her from back winds blowing. Little hands.